Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Into Tomorrow continues. I'm Dave Graveline in our 26th year on the air, bringing you the latest in consumer tech, products and services, all kinds of gadgets and gizmos, various and sundry things involving consumer electronics available today and into tomorrow. So we thank you for tuning in. Thank you even more when you participate on the program, and an even new way to participate. When you visit us at intotomorrow.com, on the right-hand side, you should see a little Ask Dave button with a microphone. You can participate that way, and we'd love to hear from you. Or the old-fashioned way still works anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at 800-899-INTO, 800-899-4686. We want to hear from you. Our next guest is with a leading Canadian company that specializes in a product that combines UV sterilization and drying to keep your family safe. The co-founder of a company called Coral UV is Titus C. Titus, welcome into tomorrow. How are you, sir?
Thank you for having me. I'm great.
It's a pleasure to have you. Tell me a little bit about Coral UV, and then we'll get into the product itself.
So Coral UV, we're actually a relatively newer company. We've been in the space for about 3 years. And ever since those 3 years, we've entered the market. We sell pretty well in terms of all the big markets and whatnot, and primarily newborn families actually use our product. But of course, we're trying to expand the space of which consumers use us.
Got you. So you say primarily families with newborns are using the product. And why is that? How does it then work?
So basically, the great thing about a UV a sterilizer is that basically it can take the DNA structure of any bacteria, virus, and whatnot, and it'll wipe it out completely. So because of that, it's great for dealing with anything that people with compromised immune systems or a little bit weaker can deal with. And let's be honest, the weakest people that we usually can think of are babies.
Yeah, true. So, either babies or the elderly. But either way, it's important to have some UV sterilization. And we're noticing on your video, and again, the video available at intotomorrow.com, that they're putting in baby bottles and nipples and just, I mean, all sorts of things that one would, of course, use with an infant. And how important is it to be able to really sterilize everything? I mean, years past, it used to be putting everything in a big pot and boiling it, and at least, you know, to a point where it doesn't destroy it. But there was always that risk, you know, if the water gets too hot, then it starts melting plastic. I'm guessing that's not the case with your product.
Yeah. So the great part is that this product makes sure that it's all material safe. Mm-hmm. So you can put in anything from electronics, like your iPad, your cell phone, all the way to baby products and makeup brushes. So this is why for us, we always believe this part. If it's good enough for your baby, it's good enough for anything else. So that's why, like, for such a product like this, it's important, because we learned that it's not just babies who need it. Occasionally, you know, we need the help. And COVID has taught us a lot about viruses and bacteria. I mean, all along.
Yeah, very true. And I'm assuming that in the post-COVID world, as we try to get back to normal, whatever that is, that sterilization becomes even more important.
Oh, yeah, of course, definitely. So this product has really exploded during COVID. So even post-COVID, like you're saying, would be great.
For sure. The product is available. In fact, I understand you already have a version 2 coming out. What is the cost of the current product and how does one obtain it?
So currently the cost is in the U.S., we primarily MSRP is $169, but a lot of times we sell it for $149 in the U.S. dollars. For anybody who's a Canadian audience, that would be $199 in Canadian. So that's typically the price you can find. You can also find it in almost every major box store. They do sell it in Walmart online, Amazon. So it's pretty widely available.
Oh, very good. Now, the Coral UV 2 is coming out. How soon and how is it different?
So we believe it'll come out in May. So what will happen is that it's about the gradual improvement. So it'll be an LED lighting. So it'll save some energy. We also have increased interior spacing. So you can put even bigger things. So, of course, your larger iPads or your tablets, you can toss them right in. So it's great for, we've had a lot of doctors who've told us they love it. Insurance brokers, like, just they love it because they have to take all these electronics with them and go to different customers and different people.
Now, that's a good point, Titus. Apparently, if you are, in fact, taking your items outside, maybe someone else is handling it. You know, you're handing someone a tablet to look at your proposal or what have you. Now they're touching it, and you don't want to be trying to wipe it all down with a cotton wipe every so often. It sounds like this is a very effective way to do it. How long do items have to stay in the Coral UV in order to be sanitize properly?
So typically 10 minutes is more than enough time. And there are settings that you can customize the time to make it longer if it makes you feel better. But 10 minutes is more than enough.
And usually 10 minutes does the job, kills all the germs, sterilizes everything, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What are you finding that folks that don't have babies, I mean, you mentioned, of course, your phones and tablets and things of that nature. What are you finding that people are using it for mostly?
So a lot of people use it for cell phones, because let's be honest, nowadays we take our cell phones everywhere.
Yeah. It's and you put it down on a counter when you're making a payment or trying to deal with something. So who knows, right?
Yeah, exactly. So that's a big one. CPAP machines are really big for a lot of our users, as well as, you know, anything from even their keys. And we've even had like auto body shops who've wanted it because customers feel, you know, a little bit better. Just to have that cleaned up and whatnot. And a lot of kind of businesses that, you know, glasses stores and all those other things that you are taking outside.
So you really can't sanitize anything that shouldn't be sanitized. It's like anything can be cleaned in that manner, right?
Exactly. I mean, for us, it's always about you can clean anything you want to clean. You know, we're not the kind of company that advocates that you have to clean everything in existence. We're just saying that we want to make a tool for you to make your life easier when you want to.
Gotcha. And I like the attitude of if you feel you want to clean it, whatever it is, and if it'll fit in the device, then clean it, right? It's not going to hurt anything. You're not immersing it in water. You're not destroying some electronics or anything. Put it in, let it have its 10 minutes. Although I know some people can't be away from their phone for 10 minutes, so maybe that's a problem. But they, you know, at some point you have to kind of realize that that's going to make a difference. I'm glad you mentioned the CPAP. My son uses one and was for a very short time using a different kind of actual CPAP cleaner and said he hated the fact that it smelled like ozone, which is, of course, a clean smell, I guess, but it was irritating when he would then put it back on at night, so he stopped using the cleaner. Is there any after effect or odor, or can you tell once something has been sanitized other than saying, well, this looks clean? Is there anything that would then bother someone like a CPAP or a mask or something they might be cleaning?
Well, typically, I think the one thing is that for most bacteria that it kills, there really isn't much of an odor. That's why we implement the drying system, is that it's a fan inside So after the UV has done all its, you know, wonderful business, the fan will try to blow out and clear out the air. Because when you kill some of that bacteria, smell is kind of natural. Mm-hmm. But that's why we have the filtration air system, which we use also a hospital grade HEPA filter to make sure that, you know, you can have like the clean air going mm-hmm. through and getting rid of that smell that you, well, nobody likes, let's be honest.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that HEPA filter is where it traps all the now dead bacteria, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Exactly. Well, what makes the Coral UV different from competitors? I mean, you're not the only one on the market that has a sterilization system. So I'm wondering, why would folks look at your system versus others?
Well, I mean, it's a variety of reasons. One is a lot of people who uses our system, like this type of machine, mm-hmm. Their modeling is different. So to begin with, we use what we call a top-down approach. So it creates a maximum exposure. One thing that most people don't know and they don't focus on is that UV light does not go through glass or plastic. So even if it's transparent, it doesn't go through it. So what happens is when you have all these models that are what I call the mini fridge version,
because
they open like a mini fridge, they have a top-down approach with the light bulbs at the top. The problem is when you put a bunch of things at the top, then the light does not really go through to anything at the bottom.
Whoa.
So you're really not cleaning anything in the bottom, but you think you are.
Yeah. You get a false sense of security that everything is taken care of, but it's not.
Exactly. So for us, you know, that's the reason why we are the first in the market to use the current approach that we use, which is the top down with the siding, so that you can move a basket left and right, but it has full exposure, along with, of course, we have the mirror-like features of our siding, and they'll bounce the light around.
Oh, very
so
good.
You can have that maximum exposure.
So it's almost kind of like a dishwasher that gets every little nook and cranny of your dishes, only it's not spewing water, it's spewing UV light that's killing all this bacteria.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Like that's one of the main things, yeah. And for us, I mean, I always say it's always about quality, and it's always about... we're really focused on getting it right.
Gotcha.
For me, the first person who ever used this product is my own son when I have a newborn baby. So, I mean, I wouldn't experiment with the life of my own child.
Oh, of course not.
So, yeah. So I believe in the quality of this product and the company.
Very good. And back again real quick to the Coral UV 2, when it's available in May, what will it be costing? Do you have a price yet?
It'll be costing exactly the same.
Okay.
So exactly the same. So
improved
we're
LEDs, increase
quality without the cost.
Got you. Okay. Well, terrific. And what you have indicated in comparison to others makes perfect sense. You want to make sure you're getting top and bottom and sides and everything taken care of. So that's important. And I'm thinking in terms of maybe people that don't have infants but have toddlers or kids at all, or even adults. You've got a favorite stuffed animal or something. Maybe you can fit it inside and it'll clean the stuffed animal without hurting it too.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this is, we like to think of it as just another appliance in your kitchen or bathroom or whatever. It could just be any appliance that you use. Stuffed animal toys are one of our top reasons, simply because, you know, when kids love those stuffed animals, they bring them everywhere. And they tend to, sometimes they suck on it or whichever purpose. They're one of the hardest things to clean.
Oh, for sure. And I guess toys in general, especially the younger they are, where everything automatically goes to the mouth.
Oh,
so
yes, definitely.
A parent can just feel comfortable, even in their own home, knowing they're killing any bacteria. And it's not just a matter of kill COVID. There's still bacteria and germs and everything else in our homes anyway.
It also applies to, like, say, our reusable masks mm-hmm. that we wear. Or for athletes, could be their mouth guards or, you know, whatever purpose.
Terrific. Well, more information, of course, in addition to seeing Titus in the interview and the video where we're showing the product at intotomorrow.com, visit coraluv.com, and we'll get you there too when you visit our site. Titus, thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us. Let us know when version 2 is out. We're happy to share that info with our audience, and keep up the good work. I'm sure there'll be other versions available as well.
Thank you very much.
It's our pleasure. I'm Dave Graveline, bringing you further Into Tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network. Don't go away.